Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Very wonderful. And I am so glad that I am able to be on the show this edition. I've been having a hard time, but you know what? I am resolved to accept what I get and let it be sufficient. Because I am not in a position to change anything. I am in a position to accept what I get and go ahead and enjoy it. Yes, my friends. That's the way it is. Right now. And I just see it clearly that we as human beings have only the opportunity given to us. There's nothing else we can do because we are not the creator of civilization. nor the moonlight, the sunlight, are not these things that allow us to have life, a good life. So before I come to the basic the basic portion or the subject matter, I want to read a portion of what I consider to be one of the most important information that we as civilized people have to give us a better life by having proper knowledge and to live within this given privilege of life and knowledge. So, the title of the show, I will read it after I have finished, because I consider what I'm going to read is something that is so vital, and I only hope that I can keep up with this and achieve the energy that will afford me to read in a manner, at least some people will understand what I'm reading. I'm going to read this from Memoirs of Prophecies of an Extraterrestrial God. The Last Book of Enki by Zachariah Sitchin, author of the book The 12th Planet. And this is one of the greatest book I have ever read. And I hope I will tell you the context of this reading that I'm going to read to you. And hope that you will be enlightened and be consoled by what I'm going to attempt to read it to you, and hope that you will understand what I am reading and the reason why I'm preempting the show and to present this. Because I know it is difficult for us African ethnic people to understand ourselves and understand civilization. And when we talk about civilization, how we come to know this? Now, it is clear to me we cannot depend on the Bible, that most of us grew up to know in the church. But maturity of reading for me taught me to read better and to understand information better, and then can do not the most efficient reading for others to understand it, but at least a lot of people will get to learn some, to some degree, if not in the whole, some knowledge of who we are and where we are coming from. And we don't start off with believing anything in when we're dealing with factual things. In civilization that the gods brought to us, because they created us, and the reason why they created us, we will have to have a proper sense of the history that tells us how civilization began and how it is the gods that bring civilization, and world history give us plainly what transpired back in those time of antiquity when there was the earth that is covered with water, and for a few billion years, like 3.7 years, only microscopic things on Earth. There was no other being given in the world history textbook. Don't bother talk about the Bible, because the Bible is not a history book at all. And if we have good sense, we put down what is called believing in God or in Jesus, because it is not a civilized writing. The Bible is not a civilized book in like 98 or 99%. Not a civilized book. And I make that distinction because there are some places in the Old Testament that there are a few chapters that a civilized person can identify with. Don't see anything else. You know, I don't see anything else. However, let me start before I run out of time with this, and the fact that I see my energy is a little, you know, stable right now, and I feel like I want to try to read it, and you know, I am not a fluent reader, but I'm going to try to read to you a portion in this book, and it will be interesting. This is a portion started, it says, the prior portion ended by saying, "So was Enki to the judges, suggesting, let it so be." Enlil said. So I didn't read any further into the proceeding. I'm going to go into a section that is going to talk about very interesting elements of the creation of human being, according to this book that I told you I'm reading from, and also the World History Textbook. You read in the World History Textbook, and it will it will agree with the creation of human being, which is the second species in the world, as the text wrote. The sapien, the human, the Adam and Eve. Remember, it is Adam and Eve, the head of the human, the human family that they were created. Now, just think that the Bible that talks about Adam and Eve, it's not a book for indigenous people to read, because it is a falsehood that is written in what is called a Bible. The Bible is not a civilized book. And many people may not think I'm serious, but I am serious. Serious to the point that if you are to research The World is a Textbook, that is a record of the past. Nothing else is record of the past. The Bible is not record of the past. And sadly, we African people who are without the what I am to say is the administrating government of the gods who handed down to us before they depart from Earth back to their planet. They hand over the government function that they brought on Earth to us, called kingship government. And the government has jurisdiction of land, spaces on Earth that only they alone control over jurisdiction on Earth. And the only piece of land that is given in world history that the gods do not exercise any jurisdiction over is the uncivilized land of Europe. Good notation of what I'm saying. I am saying that Europe is not a civilized place. And the reason why it is not, what makes make a piece of land a civilized land when it is inhabited by civilized people? And no civilized people has ever inhabited Europe. And I mean, I don't say other people beside those who enter Europe. Other people did not enter Europe. But those who enter Europe, except those hominids, Homo erectus, they were not the leading people to inhabit Europe. The people who in the major set of inhabitants in Europe are not human beings. Therefore, only in our category and existence, only one species inhabit the vast land of the earth, except Europe. Europe belongs to the hominids because they are the only major inhabitants of Europe. And there is much to learn about that most people don't know. All right, so let me come back to what I want to read and make sure that you understand that I am saying World History Textbook and this book that I'm reading are together in representing who are the civilized people on the earth and who was evolved. And after a while, well, they evolve and develop in Africa. After, say, 3 to 4 million years. And then, 1.5 million years ago, these hominids went into Europe. And they were only makers of stone tools. You probably read about that. There was nobody civilized that has ever taken over Europe like they do. So that's what I have to tell you. Whether you'll accept it as the knowledge that make us exist, or you do take that and do your research and see whether or not I make sense here. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start to read this now. Now is the account of how Batibira, the pronunciation. Now this is the account of how Batibira, the metal city, was established, and how in the 50th shar, mean is the 1 year that is counted on Nibiru, the planet where the Anunnaki comes from. Their year is different from our 365 days for 1 year. It's a bigger planet, and they call their 1 year a shar, a shar. Okay. Now, okay. So it says, and in the 14th shar, the Anunnaki in the Abzu mutinied. So the gods and many of their own company or companions, they all came to earth for 450,000 years ago. Now you can know that that's the time, the civilization that you see in the world today, of the things that mankind did not make, like the four rivers in Africa. No human being, nor no other creature beside the gods who came to earth. There was no river here when they came here. No four rivers in Africa, South Africa. So they are the ones that dredge the four rivers in South Africa. Okay? So it is saying, after they came to earth and established themselves and began their work of mining gold to take back to their planet, because they had atmospheric problem on their planet and they needed gold to fix the problem. So it was such an elaborate thing that it kept them on earth for all this long time, right? And have to do with a different planetary day, calendar, where Their day and night is different from what they experience on Earth. And when they are on Earth, who on their planet live for many thousands of years, when they come to Earth and spend extensive amount of time, like many thousands of years, they begin to get old. All right. So let's go on and tell you about this portion of what happened on Earth when they came here and bring civilization, when there was only the hominid in Europe, like I say, and they could only make stone tools. They are not human beings. Now, a lot of confusion are on the earth today with human beings and these hominids that take our blood and create a homosexual species out of their monkey blood, hominids, right? The hominids are monkeys, okay? And they are the first species that walk upright on two legs. Yes, so this is very important to anybody who wants to have the view that is written about civilization and who brought the civilization and how mankind came about. This is what I am reading here, so that you will, at least if you don't understand everything I'm saying, but you will get to understand something that can lead you into, like, say, go do some research and find out what this guy's talking about. Is anything true, okay, about what he's reading, all right? Because you can't see me. I am here, and I am saying what I'm doing, and it's up to you to, like, does this sound different from what you know? And can you go there and find anything in the Bible that you can see, okay, this person lived, and you can point out things in the world that we have and books, like the world is a textbook, to show you that this is something real. Unlike the Bible, you cannot do that way. You can only believe in what is told to you, like Adam and Eve in a garden and God and Jesus. It's only something being said, being written, but it's fiction. The Adam and Eve in the Bible is fiction. Okay? So hope you understand what I am claiming from what I am reading. That it's up to you to research, know whether or not I'm reading and making sense there. So it goes on to say that these workers that was dredging the rivers and do other work, because there are other things that were being done on the earth, all around the planet. So now it says the Anunnaki, the workers of the Anunnakis in the Abzu, meaning South Africa, they mutinied, which is they stage a strike. They got too tired of it. In the 25th SARS, was Anzu, judge, and executed, right? So in the 28th SAR, or 28th heir of Nibiru, was Anzu, judge, and executed. So this person named Anzu, A-N-Z-U, judge and executed. the work that was going on. The unrest of the Ijiji, this is talking about some set of workers who station on Mars, okay, call IGIGI. It subdued, but let it simmering. He says, the unrest of the Ijiji, it subdued, but left it simmering. To Lamu, which is to, this is to Mars. That's what they call L-A-H-M-U. This is the name for Mars. He said, to Mars, Marduk was sent. So Marduk was one of the leaders in the operation, the son of Enki. The spirits of the Ijiji to rise or to raise. So Marduk is the one who did that. It says, to Lamu, Marduk was sent. The spirit of the Ijiji to rise. To their well-being, pay attention. On Earth, changes were by Enlil and Enki discussed. To avoid unrest on Earth, they were considering the stays on Earth are too prolonged. To each other, they were saying. Ninma, one of the noble ladies in the group of the Anunnakis. Just a second. Now, who are you? Okay, I had a little disturbance there. All right, so let's get it on. It says here, to Lamu, Marduk was sent, the spirit of the Ijiji, to raise, to their well-being, pay attention. On Earth, changes were by Enlil and Enki discussed to avoid unrest on Earth. They were considering the stays on Earth are too prolonged. To each other, they were saying, Ninma, for counsel they ask. By her changing visage, they were alarmed. Gold to Nibiru mostly flow. Salvation must be faster provided. They all agreed. Ninurta, she's and little son. Ninurta in the Inord planet learned was. So he has ideas. To his elders, words of wisdom he was saying. Right? Let a metal city be established therein the gold whores to be smelted and refined, is the voice of Ninurta, Enlil's son. That's what he had to say. Therefrom, less weighty cargoes from earth shall be loafed. Each rocket ship more gold carry. Room for Anunnaki to Nibiru return there shall be. Let the tired to Nibiru return. Let fresh ones them on earth replace. Enlil and Enki and Ninma of Ninurta's suggestion were in favor. Anu was consulted and his approval gave. Anu is the king of Nibiru, and they on earth consulted him about what Ninurta had said should be done. In the Eden was the metal city planned. On that location, Enlil did insist with material from Nibiru was it constructed. With tools from Nibiru was it equipped. Three stars the construction lasted. Bed Tiberia was it the name given. Ninurta, who made the suggestion, was its first commander. The flow of gold to Nibiru was thereby eased and quickened. Those who on earth and Lamu, which is Mars, at the beginning of the prior times had come to Nibiru were returning. Alagar, the Alagar and Ebgal, the Nungal among them were. The newcomers who them replaced were younger and eager to the cycle on earth, to the cycles on earth and Lamu and the other rigors. They were not accustomed
to Nibiru, whence they had come, the breach in the atmosphere was hailing the great calamities on the planet and in its heavens. The younger ones did not know their golden mission, excitement, and adventure they especially cherished. As by Ninurta conceived, the oars from the Abzu were delivered in Bad Tibira. They were smelted and refined by reckoned ship. To Lamu they were sent. In celestial chariots from Lamu to Nibiru was the pure gold delivered. As by Ninurta conceived, from the Abzu to Nibiru, the gold flowed. What was not conceived was unrest by the new coming Anunnaki, who in the Abzu toiled. Truth be said, Enki, to what was brewing, heed was not given. To another matter in the Abzu, his attention was directing. With that, which in the Abzu grows and lives, fascination he acquired of the differences between what the earth and what on Nibiru appeared, he wished to learn how maladies by earth cycles and atmosphere were caused. He wished to uncover Abzu by the gushing water, a wonder study place he erected with all manner of tools and equipment. He furnished it. House of life, he called the place. His son, Ningreshida, he invited. Sacred formulas, tiny me's, like computer thing that has a lot of knowledge on there where you can research things. Enki was the one who keep those me's in his, under his jurisdiction. Yes. The mysteries of living and dying on earth. creatures, they to unravel sought with some living creatures. Yes, some living creatures. Enki was especially enamored. They lived among the tall trees. Their front legs was hands. They were what? Their front legs has hands. They were using in the tall grassy. Yeah. In the tall grasses of the steppes, hard creatures were seen. Erect, they seem to be walking. Absorbed with Enki in those studies. What was among the Anunnaki brewing, he noticed not. First to notice trouble was Ninurta, a lessening of gold. Let me go back. A lessening of gold whores, Bira, he observed by Enlil was Ninurta to the Abzu dispatched. What was ongoing to discover by Enuji, the chief officer of the Cavatians, he was accompanied complaints of the Anunnaki with his own ears heard. They were backbiting and lamenting. In the excavations, they were grumbling. Truth be said, Enki, to what was brewing, heed was not given. To other matters in the Abzu, his attention was directing with that which is the Abzu grows and lives. Fascination he acquired of the differences between what on earth and what on Nibiru appeared he wish to learn. How maladies by earth cycle atmosphere were cause he wish to uncover. So all right, I read that page already where it says they were backbiting and grumbling in the excavations. They were grumbling, all right. I pick up now from there where it says unbearable is the toil to Ninurta, they were saying to him. Ninurta, this to his uncle Enki reported, let us Enlil summon Enki, Ninurta, and Enki, Ninurta, this to his uncle Enki, Enki reported, "Let us Enlil summon." Enlil in the Abzu arrived in the inner house near the excavation. He was stationed. Let us unnerve Enlil in his dwelling. Mine working oars shouted. Of the very work, let him relieve us. Let us proclaim war with hostilities. Let us gain relief. Other shouted. The Anunnaki in the excavation the words of incitement heeded. To their tools they set fire to their axes. They put, all right, so it says, to their tools they set fire to their axes they put. They troubled Inugi, chief officer of the mining in the tunnels. They him seized. So this is on the way. At this point here, there was no human on earth, if you notice, right? He said, they held him as they went to the doorway of Enlil's dwelling. They made their way. So this is all what's happening with the Anunnakis. Before human beings were created 200,000 years ago. So this is a very enlightening information for people of like mind about these kinds of information can grasp. You know what I mean? Let's say a door of knowledge that they didn't know. All right? This is not a joke. We see things the way it is here, but we don't know how they come about. But this is telling us. Bible is not telling us anything about this. It's lying. So this is one of the important things that is sitting in these in this information. It says they held Anuji as they went. Along to the doorway of Enlil dwelling, they made their way. They're going to see Enlil because he's the boss, the commander over earth. It was night, halfway through the watch it was. Enlil's dwelling, they surrounded. So we think only unhurt these things happen? No, it happened from back then. This is where this is learned from. These guys from Nibiru was not joking. It was too hard for them, and they didn't want no more part of it. And the bigger boss, they're not paying any attention to it. Just have them working. So it says, Enlil's dwelling, they surrounded their tools. Has torched, as torches. They high held. Kalkal, the gateway's guardian, bolted the door, and Nusku around. Nusku, Enlil visor, round his lord, got him out of bed, thus saying, "My lord, your house is surrounded, battling Anunnaki to your gate, to your gate came up." So read it more smoothly. "My lord, your house is surrounded, battling Anunnaki, your gate came up." Enlil, Enlil summoned Enki. Enlil, Ninurta summoned to his presence. What do my own eyes see against me that this thing is done? Yes, you are the commander, man. Thus was Enlil to them saying, "Who is of the hostility, the instigator?" Looking for the bad guy. "The Anunnaki stood together." And watch this. "Every single one of us hostilities has declared." No way to get out of this now, because the chief guys who need to get the thing done is saying them no want no more of it. All right? We're looking at the dawn of humanity. Okay? Something that we here today don't even think about. But here today, we have the white people taking charge and behaving like, you know, they are the people of the world. And they are not. They are not. This is where we really coming from with civilization. Right? And before we were born, we come to read and know these things, of which 2,000 years coming on to our time. I mean, I am not 100 years old yet, and I didn't know anything. I grew up in church and reading Bible, skylarking, monkeying up in all over the Bible about Jesus Christ and stuff like that. And those things are not true. To be enlightened is the thing to do. To enlighten ourselves and stop both. We are a believing and champion believing. Learn what the word believe means. And we will get out of the church nonsense. Because the church is monkey business. Now, you may think it's a joke I'm making. I'm not making a joke. So it goes on to say, excessive is the toil. The guys, they're telling Enki, our work is heavy. Great is the distress. So they were to Enlil saying, words of the happening, Enlil to Anu, the king, their daddy, became. Beamed. Okay, this is, yes. Words of the happening, Enlil to Anu, beamed. Send telegraph to Enki, to his father, Anu. Of what is Enlil accused? He asked. The king asked. Anu inquired. The work, not Enlil, is the trouble causing. All right? That's what they told the king. It is the work, it's not Enlil that caused it. To Anu was saying, the lamentation is heavy. Every day, the complaint we could hear. The gold must be obtained. Anu was saying, we want the gold to come up to us in Nibiru. The work must continue, right? By all means, you're going to fix this problem. The guys who's doing it, he's saying that now they can't handle no more of it. Because they were doing it like about 2,000 years or so. These guys live long, very, very many, many thousand long. So it's not like we were talking about on the earth. You talk about you doing it a couple of years or something like that. But that's not the situation here. These guys are from the planet way off out there in the solar system, and come to Earth, where they get gold to fix their atmospheric problem. All right. So it goes on to say, Anu is saying that no, the work must go on. Okay. Release Enugi for consultation. Enlil to the hostile Anunnaki said. And Enugi was released. To the leaders, he was thus saying, ever since Earth heat has been rising, the toil okay. This is saying, ever since Earth's heat has been rising, the toil is excruciating. Unbearable it is. Let the rebels to the Nibiru return, King says. Let new ones come in their stead, Ninurta said. Perchance, new tools you can fashion. Enlil to Enki said, for the Anunnaki heroes, the tunnel to avoid. Let us summon my son Nin Greshida. Counsel with him I wish to take. Enlil Enki thus respond. They summoned Nin Greshida from the house of life. He came with him. Enki huddled. Words among them they exchanged. A solution is possible. Enki was saying, what is that? Let us create a Lulu. A primitive worker. This is the beginning of the solution to continue the work that they came here to do. And what they're looking at right now Enki, the great scientist that we know now throughout the universe, he is giving them insight that, look, we can fix this problem, right? He said, let us create a Lulu, a primitive worker. Tell this to the world around us on Earth here today and see how much people want to hear this. Especially these, primates that turn homosexuals. You can't tell them nothing like this. They don't want to hear nothing like this because they take over Earth now. You understand that? They take over Earth now and as homosexuals. They don't have anything to contribute to the gods and, you know, the problem that they face back there to make the world move on safely. It's getting the goal, you know, because Earth had no civilization before. And without what they were doing, Earth could not go on and go on, let's say, without the civilization that we have here today. We would not have the life form here today hadn't they fixed that problem that they were having. And here you can see result long after they had finished and gone. Here is the life on Earth, and things going wrong on Earth right now need to be fixed. Because this homosexual type of thing on Earth right now, it needs to be fixed. And they don't give us the disease, and we have not been able to fix it. 2,000 years now. That we are not even able to give thanks and praise to the Elohim gods, them who came here and do these mighty things. Because these guys take it over and claim that they are human beings now. That's what the sodomites are saying. And that they take over our species name, crossbreeding with our blood. That's what is going on now. All right, let's go on a little more. And so, he says, Enki said, a solution is possible. Exclamation. All right? So we don't need to, do no foolishness now. Enki was saying, let us create a Lulu, a primitive worker. Hardship work is take over. Right? Once we do this, we'll take over the hardship work and use a primitive worker that can handle it without fail. That's great stuff. Let the being, the toil of the Anunnaki, carry on his back. Astonished were the besieged leaders. Speechless, indeed, they were to hear that. However, whoever heard of the being afresh created, a worker who the Anunnaki's work can do? I mean, come on, man. You see where they gone now? Yeah, but they are shocked to hear this, you know. Yeah, this is alarming stuff. And we are today taking everything, you know, talking about homosexual turn ruler over the earth. They don't care about kingship either. They make up their own, the sodomite them. All right? They summoned Ninma. This is a lady that is a very, very you know, tremendous goddess. One who of healing and succor was much knowing. Enki's words to her, they repeated, "Whoever of such a thing heard? Whoever of such a thing heard? They her ask." They ask her that. Who hears such a thing before? Task is unheard of. Now, so you're looking at us here, the world full of people. Nobody's saying that now, because back in those days, the record shows nothing. Civilization came from Nibiru, and this little flock from there came to Earth and begin to do these marvelous things that today nobody, people, human being in the world don't know anything. More of these sodomite, homosexual, white people, them only know to invade and colonize the human being. My friends, think of what I'm reading to you. All right? So let's go on some more. You know what? I'm not reading all that good, this thing, but I hope that somebody is understanding something, what I'm reading. Take it seriously, and if you take it seriously, you can take it on to higher level than I am able to let it out right now. But I come to understand something about this, and it is the greatest thing I have ever heard, right? And that's what, from ever since, I began to read and find out, this is where my mind is, because there's nothing else in the world to match this. All right. So it goes on to say, they summoned Ninma, one who of healing and succor was much knowing. All right? So it tells us now that Enki's words to her, they repeated. Say, look, they can make a lulu. Whoever of such a thing heard. Who have ever heard something like this, Ninma? They, her ask. The task is unheard of! Exclamation. She to Enki said, all beings from a seed have descended. Right? That's all they know. So where this come from now? What are you saying here? One being from another over eons did develop, right? None from nothing ever came. Do you understand what's going on? Think about that time when no human being existed. Think about that. All right, now I'm reading as much as I never, I don't think I've read so much one time and with understanding. Because maybe the first time I read this book, I was reading, but I wasn't understanding what I was reading, because it is like set out in a format where I'm not accustomed to read something of this nature, and I understand it right away, because the way things are stated, though in English, but the terms, the way it is set, I wasn't getting it. I have to read it quite a few times before I get it. Well, that's not what is going to happen to a lot of people who read English. A lot of people would read it the first time and understand it. But I have reading impairment. All right, so I am going on a little more. And it says here, how right you are, my sister, Enki said, smiling. A secret Abzu let me to you all reveal. The being that we need, it already exists. All that we have to do is put on it the mark of our essence. That is the image and likeness, you know. And that's what we're reading in the Sodomite Christian Bible. And they turn the way this thing is read upside down. Turn it into monkey business. All right? The being that we need, it already exists. Exclamation point. All that we have to do is put on it the mark of our essence. That's the image. Thereby, a Lulu, a primitive worker, shall be created. So did Enki to them say. That's a quick fix to this thing. Let us hereby a decision make, okay? A blessing to my plan give. Don't discourage it, okay? The creature, a primitive worker, by the mark of our essence to fashion him, right? Agree with me that we should go that route. The greatest act ever done on earth. That is my little writing underneath that. All right. Here is a little synopsis of the six tablets. To the incredulous leadership, Enki reveals a secret. In the Abzu, there roams a wild being akin to the Anunnaki. You hear this? You hear this? This is something that is superseding anything natural human being would think about. Right? Because now, human being is not yet created. But look at the channel that is happening way back there, you know, beyond 200,000 years. This type of thing began to hatch out of the mouth of the scientists. He said, look, in Habzu, there is something here that you don't know about, that I know. And it's the route that we are to go to create the Lulu. Because these beings that are here in the Abzu, he said these beings are akin, which means we do have something in common. That's why our species came about 250,000 years ago. While these white people, their species came about 3 to 4 million years ago. Nothing is said that they are akin to Anunnakis. No! So here is something we need to realize. Because if we can't realize this, we won't have any opportunity of anything except whatever these Sodomite people are doing today by reading history that come from what I am reading here. The white people, them, since they get our blood and begin to talk like us and do a whole bunch of stuff like us, we happen to come up as human beings 200,000 years ago and somehow get disease from the monkeys. Yeah. And all that happened to us is caused by them. Our brain gone into the slump by the diseases that these monkey homosexual today are giving to us. So all of the church and all that kind of thing is, you can read in the World History textbook that church was never under the BC era. Unless we know these things, we will stay in church. You know how many of us in church and never hear anything opposite to church? A lot of us. All right. Let me go on a little more. I know somebody out there listening to what I say can catch on to something, a seed of reality in what I am reading, and have problems that they have solved by hearing how things went on in the origin, where human being 200,000 years ago in South Africa in the Abzu. And you can go there today and see where these civilized beings we call today the Elohim, the Anunnakis, and other names given to them. Yes, and that we are not coming from monkeys. Right here, you're seeing that human beings don't come from monkeys, because the creator of the human being is telling you they were in South Africa and dredging and mining gold until the guys, they decide to strike and go back to where they come from. Some of them were. Here we are reading the tale that is written by Enki, one of the leaders, and he was first to bring about some 50 Anunnakis touchdown in the Persian Gulf. Later, going to this place called Eridu, and then set up settlement there and go on to South Africa to do their job. This is the story. Okay? And it is strange. Just like to the Anunnaki themselves, it was a strange story. But today, yeah, it is strange to us. Before we would ever hear or read about this story that created us. Now, there is nothing higher when something occurs. There has to be the truth written in history that somebody in yonder time will know. Well, if you decide that this not making any sense to you, there is nothing else. Or where are you going to get it? Out of the Bible? No, the Bible get what they have there extracted from what I'm reading here in our history. They don't have no history. Okay? That's why everything in the Bible is leading to perdition, and people are not getting well from their disease that they unleash in the world and around the world. Okay? I read this before, and I sure when I was reading it, I didn't get the full sense like the way I am getting it now, because, you know, I am being blessed to understand the actual story of what go on. Now, I already know a lot of physical things on the ground, on earth, that nobody cannot change this story I am reading. You cannot change it to something else, because it is the only story that represents what has been done on earth as it is in heaven. So it goes on now that Enki is explaining to them, and he's saying that it can be upgraded. When he says augmenting its life essence with that of the Anunnaki, it can be upgraded to be an intelligent primitive workers. That is us. You see, we don't value as much as the Bible is talking about us from these white people. That's why we must not go to church. We must not believe in church or believe in the monkey story about Jesus Christ and his Father God who begot a son. Those things, if you read well, you'll find out those things are nonsense, because you don't have anything on the ground to match those things. What I'm reading here, every bit of what we are is what I am reading. It's not like you can't find it. It is the truth about humanity right here. That's the reason why we must not just sit down and go to church and sing hallelujah and read about the tower, read about Jesus say, go and tarry for the Holy Ghost and he will send the Holy Ghost. All those kind of stuff are monkey business. Monkey story, white people story, and those are the things we are believing. All right. So when I decide to read this, it seemed like this is the second time I'm reading this over. But listen to me. The thing is, I read of these things in books of Zachariah Sitchin that he extract from the Mesopotamian writing about this same story. But this is a story now being taken from from Enki, the god who knew what to do to create a primitive worker. This book is his memoirs and prophecies of the extraterrestrial God. That's who. So I never read it from Henke's book before until now. I got this book, and I am so reminded of what I read in Zachariah Sitchin's book about this story, because he extracts the story from the tablets of the Sumerians. And that's how now I am familiar with the story, and it's not strange to me now, because I read it before and understand that. But this now is outlined in a way for me to be more adjust myself to the way they lay it out in this book. All right. So this synopsis of this sixth tablet in this book is what I am reading. And now it is now refreshing me as to what I read in Zachariah Sitchin's book. So let's go on and read it's like about two paragraphs in this synopsis. I love this. I love this to my heart. to my heart, because there's nothing out there to read that supersedes this, that tells us about our humanity. So if you want to go and join church and praise the Lord and make up church and stuff like that, that's not, church is not real at all. And you will die unbelieving in what you're reading in the Bible, and the layout of the Bible, you know, like I said, a few things in the Old Testament, few chapters, but nothing in the New Testament. It doesn't even, the New Testament has all the lies that we are to realize that it has. The Bible lay out fundamental lies that if you have never heard the truth of history about the gods and how we were created, you will have to keep on believing in Jesus until you are dead. But the story that you're believing is dead. Why? Because it's not true. And if you read the New Testament again and make sure you observe the words that you're reading, you will find out that your mind could come to a consciousness where you're actually seeing lies in the Bible that you never see before. You see what I mean? And I can read your lies that you will be convinced that the Bible lies, because I'll definitely open your eyes to see for yourself that you are reading lies and it's contradicting and you don't know, because you think it is a mystery and you believe mystery and all that. It is not a mystery. It is a fact about the gods coming to earth and go into South Africa. You can see the literal place over there right now. They left a metropolis 200,000 years old. But we don't know that, because these church sodomite white people, they're not people, right? Because they come from monkey. White people come from monkey. And they are using us now to get what they want, because they can take away everything and all the wealth from us and make up law for, monkey laws, really. AD and Adam and Jesus. Jesus never exists at all, but yet still we believe it. Why? Because we don't know anything better. This is what we need to read. But they are keeping us from knowing these things, you know, see? Anytime we know it, they will be done with. White people will be done with. You don't see it. That's right. Because once you get to know, you will never depart from the truth. Once you come to know the truth, you can't run away from the truth. Because once you've been reading the Bible for years now, and you never see any lies in there. But I take you through just one of many passages in the Bible, and your eyes will become open, and you will see that you're believing nonsense. Okay, so let me go on now and finish this synopsis. It goes on to say, creation belongs to the Father of all beginning. Enlil shouted, he may become father of a beginning of life here, because he now is telling them that you have some creatures in the Abzu that has a wild being, Akin Anunnakis from Nibiru. So guess what? The earth came from the planet from which these gods come from long time ago. And you will see things to confirm it. It's not like the Bible talking things that cannot be confirmed. you will assume that Jesus is confirmed to exist. There is nothing in the Bible to confirm Jesus exists, because you cannot prove, nobody has proven that Jesus writes anything in the Bible. And that's the thing about it. What I'm reading here, nobody on earth can disprove it, because the things that are written in this have already been established in the ground all around the planet Earth. So it goes on now. So he's telling us that where are some people, the white people is even calling African people monkeys now, because our brain is gone. That's the problem. All right. If you come to understand and read like an academic person is to read, and don't read it like it's you're in the spirit. You can't read words like you're in the spirit, because you have to follow what the words are saying. And we're not doing that as Christians. Okay? If you get to realize that somebody is opening up your eyes because you are now reading things and understanding what you're reading, that's the way to go about it. I'm not trying to make you a believer in no way, shape, or form. I am trying to get you to read with knowledge for yourself. That's what I'm doing. Because if these things don't exist anywhere, then you have a problem with it. But this exists all over the planet Earth. Now, so he says, he's telling these folks now who are having a problem to understand. He said, it can be upgraded to be an excellent primitive worker. So that anyhow he mixed their blood with it, it becomes human being. That's what we have here. Asian belong to the father of all beginning, Enlil shouted, we will give our image only to an existing being. Ninma argued, badly needed gold to survive. The leaders vote yes. Enki, Ninma, and Ningreshida, and Enki's son begin experiments. The many failures. The perfect model, Adamu, is attained. Ninma shouts triumphantly, my hands have made it. Think about this. We don't belong to monkey. If white people have in the church out there and take over the world and stuff like that, got you believing that, that's never going to be true, okay? They get their story from our history and turn it into monkey business. So you can stay out there and say you believe is not going to make these things change from what they are. These must be accepted because it is the truth. And if you decide to keep on believing, then you don't want to be in the knowledge business. School never teach you to believe nothing. You notice that? You never take a class that teach you how to believe. Use words and teach you how to believe. You don't get none of that. But everything to do with what is fact, when you go to school, you learn knowledge of it. So therefore, if your brain is not compromised, you should be able to understand what I am saying. But if your brain is compromised and they are telling you that your brain must be unnatural before you understand the things of the spirit, nothing don't go like that, my friends. You are not going to understand all knowledge. You may understand some knowledge, and especially crucial knowledge. But I cannot differ between crucial and the non-crucial. Knowledge is knowledge, and that's what we must have. So it goes on. So Ninma shouted triumphantly, "My hands have made it," because she took part in creating the human, and it was not an easy thing. But they had the scientific know-how to make a creature with similarity in taxonomic blood. They have a DNA that can be mingled with their blood. And this is really where we human beings come from. So any one of you out there listening to me, and you kind of get to follow what I am saying, the position that you are in is to see whether or not you are reading words and following the words you are reading in anything. And you take up that Bible and take up Genesis creation story and begin to read it. And you should see when God say he created all things good and coming to find out, why did the serpent come and do something wrong? Yet still, it is a confusing thing because the serpent never tell Eve anything wrong. He is the one that tell the truth. God was the one that lied. So that's how bad it is with the Bible story that we are reading, and believe it. And we will believe the most, nauseous lies, and still cannot know that something is wrong with what we are believing. So you have to get free from reading words and are blind to the truth that you're not seeing. Did God begot a son? No. Find out where in the Bible that said God begot factually. Because it's in the Bible they write it, that God begot a son. All over the Bible, God begot a son. But you can't find one place where it is authentic writing. You can't. You want to be free? Begin with the word of knowledge. Anything the word tell you, that's what you follow. You don't believe it first. It don't work. So it goes on to say, they want the gold, and here is a problem solved to bring the gold. She is renamed Ninti. This is Ninma. Is renamed Ninti. And she is the wife of Enki, Lady of Life. You hear this? So Ninti is a renowned person, a goddess. The scientist Enki's wife, for her achievement, Ninki, Enki, spouse, right? Ninki, Enki's spouse. Enki's spouse. What did I say? Ninki, his spouse, helps fashion Tiamat, a female earthling. The earthlings being hybrid. I've been telling you all the time that we are hybrid, right? Here you're getting it from the Enki writing. That we crossbreeding with the Anunnaki, we become hybrid, my friends. This is the first time you hear this? Well, here it is. From the major book of the information. We are hybrid. We are hybrid. Mate, but do not produce. So when we were created, we couldn't reproduce. Something else had to be done to make us reproduce. Nengrishida had two essence branches to their life, to their life tree. Discovering the unapproved, ongoing, Enlil, expel, did not in favor of the earthling to crossbreed with their life tree. He never improve of it. All right. Here we have the sixth tablet. Now, I just dealt with the synopsis of the six tablets. And here is the six tablets. And it reads like this. To create a primitive worker by the mark of our essence, to fashion him. So was Enki to the leaders, saying, the being that we need is already exist. Thus did Enki to them a secret of the Abzu reveal. With astonishment did the other leaders Enki's words hear. By the words they were fascinated. Creatures in the Abzu, there are. Enki was saying that walking erect on two legs, their four legs they use as arms. With hands, they are provided along the animals of the steppe. They live among the animals. They live among them. But they were different. Right? They know not dressing in garment. They ate plants with their mouth. They drink water from the lake and ditch, shaggy with hair is their whole body. Their head hair is like a lion's. With gazelle they jostle. With teeming creatures in the waters they delight. The leaders to Enki's words with amazement listened. No creature like that has ever in the Eden been seen. Enlil, disbelieving, said, eons ago on Nibiru, our predecessors like that might have been. Ninma was saying, it is a being not a creature. Ninma was saying to behold it must be thrill. So, my friends, I'm going to, like, you know, I am so thrilled reading this. Really? I am so thrilled. Yeah. I tell you, this, you know, touched the bottom of my soul. And I, you know, I pray water comes to my eyes. Because I grieve over what is going on the planet Earth and how we are fallen into a bad ditch. And the only thing that is going to get us is for our eye to be open, because if we are not redeemed by our own knowledge that is given to us, we are not going to be joining the God's company. We cannot get into their company because we are gone astray. And their blessing that they would give to us, they can't bestow it to us. This is what is happening. And so, I know that the earthling people like myself, once they come to hear the words coming from the Sumerian to us, the Sumerian gets it from the gods themselves. Okay? Because the Sumerian build upon the things that the gods created, like the rivers that is used to start human civilization. That's why I'm telling you, pay attention to what you hear. Because it is what you hear that must begin to form power inside of you to hold on to the truth when you hear it. You can't follow what you don't understand. So therefore, this is where it's at. If you have this spirit inside of you that is telling you that there is energy around you and in you and things you are hearing, and it's up to you to think about it and to make sense of what you hear. Because if we continue in Jesus when your eye is not opening to see where we left from Africa and come into the Western world and what happened. You're not seeing it. You're not seeing how we have lost our government. And you come into the World History Textbook and you see our government is listed in the World History Textbook. Not European or homosexuals. They are not listed into the World History Textbook. They are in there carrying our name, like Romans and many other names, by us, because they have been hate for real in the World History Textbook. And if you're not touched by this fact, your humanity will perish. And that's no joke about that. All right. And so I will pick up the next at another time, because you know, I could go on reading some more, but
I don't want to, because I am not accustomed to, and I know I still don't read satisfactory, but I'm getting better though. You know, I have to reread some of my things for them to make sense and stuff like that, but I can't do any better until I get better. Okay? So, pray you get some understanding to be on your own with knowledge when you read. And I am here whenever anybody would like to come and join in what I'm talking about. Because what I'm talking about is up to you to decide, is it real or am I, you know, just talking? No, but there is academic fact. You know, when you read a book about how they make up government in America and stuff like that, by destroying our government that is established for us and everything that belongs to us, we allow these sodomite monkeys them to take it all away. And so I leave that to you because, you know, I know where I'm at with this. And I am here by myself and I am talking about it. And I think I am at a level on or a stage where there is nobody at all on this earth that can call me at this number here. 347-850-1358. There is nobody on earth, as far as I have reached with reading and understanding what I'm reading, to defeat what I'm saying. Because I'm reading an historic information. You're not reading historic information in the Bible. That's what we think. And we believe it because we're short of knowing anything else. Well, that went on with me for years. Yes. Until I'm able to see evidence around us that we never created. So once you see that these sodomites them, worst of all, if we didn't create anything that the gods create, can these sodomites in Europe create anything but stone tools? That's all they create. And that's our challenge. If we read the truth and begin to like tell them, look, you got to get out. They are out there killing our people and say they are Israelite and all that. They are not no Israelite. No white people come from any blood of African hybrid people. I just told you. And we don't come from no monkey, because they come on the dry ground to 4 million years and develop in Africa. That's what the world history text says. And if you can understand that and get free from this foolish monkey jungle Bible believing Jesus and God, and like I'm telling you, if you get to know the words in sound way and know that when you read something and it's confused and it doesn't make any sense, you can tell. If you are on your job and you're reading a manual that they give you to read and to do work from it, and if you mix it up, you confuse with it, then you won't be able to work with it. But you know, you go to work and you do good work. You're doing sophisticated things, and you know you don't mess it up. You see what I mean? When you go to school and you do exams, and you must pass the test. If you don't pass it, they will not pass you. You will not graduate. So there is a way to use words
and use it with success. You know, because you read it correctly. But the Bible that you're reading, you're not reading anything correct. Because they are lies. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth and stuff like that. It's, all of that is lie. And how are you going to find out? You will have to be tested if you are reading those words correctly. When the serpent tell Eve that God know in the day when they eat of that fruit where he say not to eat, the serpent said, God is lying. You might not read it with that word, but that's what the serpent really says. Now, if the serpent is a bad thing, why the serpent then told Eve the fact? It means that something is corrupt with the people writing the Bible. You see what I mean? Because here is a corruption that is very contradicting. God said, don't eat of this fruit. Eat of all those around it, but not this fruit in the middle of the garden. Because the day you eat of it, you will surely die. The serpent come up and said, did God say that you shouldn't eat it because you will die? And he go repeat and tell the serpent, yeah, God said that. And the serpent said, no, God know the day you eat of it, you will not die, but you will be wise as God. Of all things, why did the serpent say that? Can you tell? I can tell you. People who are writing the Bible are writing a whole bunch of sodomite monkey stories. And they are drawing it from the real story, prehistory story. Okay? So, if you can see that the serpent did not lie, God accept that he lied though. When he came home later and begin to curse serpent and curse the people, he agreed in the 24th verse of Genesis 3. You read that on about the 21 or 22nd verse. You will see where God said, well, now the man is wise as us. As wise as us, and unless they put their hand and eat of the fruit of life, the tree of life, you know, I got to cast them out. Why would God want to cast Adam and Eve out when he admit that he lied, that they would die if they eat the fruit? They eat the darn fruit. So that means what they are writing in the Bible concerns something other than just a mere fruit in the middle of the garden. What they are writing in the Bible tantamount to saying Adam could kiss and hug up and rub up Eve, but don't penetrate her. Basically, that's what they're writing in the Bible. Heat up everything around the tree in the middle of the garden, that was the woman's vagina. Because the story that they are telling you belongs to real people, to the gods, the Elohims that is and was on earth. That's who the story belonged to. And they're writing all those things and we're believing it. You think it is one place that God lies in the Bible? It says God is perfect. And all the time, you see God do things that show that he's a losing God. He never foreknew anything. You haven't seen that because you're a believer. But read it again. When God said, you know, he's tired of the human being. He's going to use a flood and kill them. Now, didn't God foreknow? He foreknew. Because the Bible says he knows all things before anything happens. Isn't that what the Bible says? God is perfect. And Jesus is perfect. And the both of them make heaven and earth. So why are we dealing with all these things that don't make only but, you know, perversion and turn people into evil? They know what they were making. It, just as though they make a man to have hormones for man to procreate, you know, and it, no matter what happened, men are doing that today. So why that now wasn't wrong? Why men don't go wrong except these homosexuals that come in and pollute up the world with homosexuality? But the 200,000 years ago, human creation by the Elohim in South Africa, it doesn't have anybody who is sick with disease for the first 100,000 years, right? And therefore, we don't have anything as what we have here today. Because when we were leaving South Africa 100,000 years ago, we never had no disease until these sodomite monkeys come and crossbreed with our blood disease, all of the diseases from them. And from then, we don't know ourselves, and eventually, we don't have any government. There is a government here. Intangible government is here to be executed, and we can't execute it. And none of us is putting forth any effort to get back in line and to establish our government. Our government is here to be established right now. Right now. Okay? And these monkeys turn homosexual species. They are the ones now who take control. And because the disease is still crippled our brain, so we won't take this stand. You see, how many of us is in Washington working for the sodomite government? Say them a judge of this and judge of that, prosecutor and everything like that, and none of them will not see, they will and they won't read and see that the history is there for us to establish our government. White people can't establish government because what them have as law of the land is not real law, and we are to see that. But no, we gone into Christmas and Easter. Because we're not reading right. We're not seeing. We talking about Jesus that don't exist. So what happened to the first man who was Yeshua? Not no Jesus. What happened to that man? No, these white people are able to do anything, say anything, right down to the serpent. They blame the serpent like he's a devil. How can the serpent be a devil? And he tell the truth. And God did not tell the truth. Listen. Bad things happen to us and still happening to us. But I get my little blessing to understand and my eye open up to this. And, you know, it is there. There are a lot of people out there who are getting their eyes open. But it is a lot to, like, purge yourself off in order for you to come to the point where you are reading and you are behaving in the right way. Otherwise, you ain't going to make it. But it is there for us for the taking, and to build up ourselves in the true knowledge that these people will run from us. Now, if you don't come to see that, you are to get out from the church, because the church is not a part of our civilization. If you can't see that, you stay with them, and they will continue to do all the evils until the gods decide to do what they intend to do with these sodomite monkeys turn homosexuals. So, this is what I want to, like, let's see here. I gave you this little tune. And I want to play it because I've been talking for a long time. And I would like to bring in a very, very nice tune that I know I have much good energy in me to listen to this tune. It's not like many other tunes that I even entertain, but they are not as good as this tune here. I love this tune without any drawback. This is Hero by Mariah.
Okay, I want to get to this line of what's been waiting on me. Just a second. Okay, and so, hominid Homo erectus. You know, you don't hear nobody talk about these things, but I do. I do because I would be remiss if I don't talk about these things. I talk about him because what I say is true. I'm not lying about anything. And I am not all that competent to be that thorough spokesman. But nevertheless, I have to say what I'm reading and nobody is able to, like, say, you know, point out that it is not true. How do we point out an error out of a linguistic thing? How do we know something is wrong? It is by our reading ability, right? When something lies, let's say, about historic things. Somebody is writing about some historic thing and lie about it. How do you know? Is that if you happen to read about that thing at a different publication that is properly certified as fact. Right? Well examined. And you're reading something else about the same thing and find out that, oh no, these people are trying to make a living or something like that while they're telling lies about the same thing that is known to be the truth. So this is what I am saying now. You don't hear African people talking about hominid and Homo erectus, and that is a species of the monkeys, who are one species that is 3 to 4 million years old, developing in South Africa. In the World History textbook, you say that. I don't know anybody else. Nobody introduced me to another book that says anything else. But they are shunning the World History, wherein the things of Africa in the origin, government and civilized way of life started with African, not Europe. And we don't, because of the diseases that come on us from them, that's what keep us in the dirt and keep us out of our own blessing given to us by the gods. It's like nobody is able to tell the truth and to face these folks who started like some 2,000 or so years ago to kill the African ethnic and the hybrid people, the indigenous people. We can't defend ourselves. We start to defend the pirate monkeys that turn homosexuals. That's what it is. No, you expect me to now go to church and praise Jesus Christ? And Jesus never exists. Yes, that's my reading knowledge. Brought me to that Jesus Christ. Never write anything in a Bible because Jesus never exists.
tell people that. They say, what? Why you say? I believe. Yeah. But you don't get to read word good yet. It is a special type of attention you must pay to words to understand that Jesus is never a begotten son of any God. Lie. Yeah. And the way we believe that the Bible God is true, oh my gosh, you come up now and you begin to tell it the way history has it. Oh my God, everybody want to get rid of you. Because they can't come to the fact that you could be telling the truth. And they believe a lie or the lies. All right. So now, this is the little synopsis, and the headline of it is hominid Homo erectus. So hominid is the species, and Homo erectus is the subgroup of hominid. Okay, you get it? Are first to spread disease. Not El Nino. You ever hear to talk about El Nino and what El Nigo weather is doing? You know, that's how these monkey homosexuals get away with the kind of things, lies, and establishment that they set up. You see, they get away with the disease that struck our brain 100,000 years ago after we left Africa, come to the Western Hemisphere, right? While they go and crossbreed with our blood. Breed with our blood. So somehow, somewhere, something happened. Something happened. Way down the line. Why our blood can turn out a look-alike human. You think about that. The Neanderthals is the first human sapien, and they were interbreeding with the sapien Neanderthals. You see that? And then they start to look like human being and talk like human being. Something happened there, and there's a lot to know about that, because we can only see certain things have happened, and look into everything, because the way we are created with earthling that is not from that bloodline. So coming from the vast energy of when the pure water was upon the earth, and then when the water receded, we have microscopic things. All right. Out of that life form came the monkeys. So something, because different monkeys. All right. The creature, because they do not call our earthling monkeys. They are different. Okay? So while these Europeans come from monkeys, we come from a earthling. that was different in structure, in form, and anatomic, was different from their type of blood that were hates, that they only could become a monkey that makes stone tools. That's how close they were. But we are not of the same blood. Why the God chose our earthling with their to mix with their blood? This is the kind of thing that is going on here, where these monkey, you homosexual them, really doing something bad to us, because that disease is the many diseases in apes that they throw on us and turn us fool, like forevermore, as it were. Few of us is coming back to ourselves. So it means that with the right knowledge, you will not slide back into the mud of where they got us with their bad blood. Okay? So now, dealing with them, it shows that we didn't have no disease when we were created. Mixed blood from the gods. We were not sick at all. So there's evidence there that we don't come from no monkey, and their monkey turn us into idiots. You see what I mean? And it is said that there are going to be remnant of us who come to our senses. You see that? Yeah, there will be. But the evidence is there to show that they are the ones with the disease, not us. So they spread the disease on us from Africa to the Western Hemisphere. And then when things are happening and the gods, they show how displeased they are to us and the whole bunch of disease that continue to plague us. And them too, but they are... We are worse off because they were able to infect us with their disease, right? But it doesn't say that they are infected like the way we do. Well, if they are, it is because we have lose our senses. We don't continue to try to kill them off. But they try to kill us off, and I think that's where the problem lies, and may make it seem like they are not as damaged as us. But they are badly damaged because they turn homosexual, and they were not homosexual when they were just monkeys. You see, for them to be doing what they're doing right now, it doesn't mean that they are not injured by their own self, because we didn't do them anything. But because they mixed with our blood, it turned them off into looking and act ways like human being. But there are too many things wrong with their mentality, because they don't have a brain that is willing to act like good human beings. So they are not all right. They need to be getting rid of. We still behave like we have decency, and they imitate everything from us. And this is, you know, just going back to the Bible, where, you know, all these whole bunch of nonsense are being said. God is holy and God begot a son. And those things are not true. And we don't see it. You know, I see it now, and some other people see it. Quite a bit, a number of us, our hybrid people, have seen things. But a lot of things we don't develop fast enough to comprehend. Some of us will get help from each other and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, it's a serious thing. It is a serious thing. So I go on now to say, they are calling atmospheric things like El Nino. and the kind of problem that El Nino is causing. They're lying. Everything that they cause on the planet, they name something that causes it. Be not fooled. You hear me? Get out of the church. Get out of their way of life. Get out of their democracy, because they have the government deal that I'm broadcasting all the time. 1220 AD, they have two popes and a emperor that convene a meeting to make law to kill us, to take away everything from us. 1220 AD. That's how long ago they do it. And here we are today, still make no move with a better sense in reading. We go after them university. We go after everything them have. We celebrate every holiday they put up. Okay? That it doesn't matter how we are alone, because British leave us alone. In Jamaica and many other places. And see there, we can't come out from underneath them. We can't come out from under these sodomites. And they are a species to themselves. And we interbreeding with them and everything. Bad stuff. All right. So, scientists sound alarm over troubling resurgence of disease. Listen, in a wake of El Nino. Now, they are letting go the disease on us, and they are telling you is El Nino. That's how they divert. And the problem is, we are going to underneath their government. In every given way, we take AD and Adamani like it's law. And we have nothing to do with our government, that when we came to the Western world, we have kingship government jurisdiction. They come and take attack like human being and come and say and take over our civilization and say that they are a civilized people. Oh, do you get Homo erectus to become civilized? Except it's the crossbreeding that make them start to talk, because they never spoke 3 to 4 million years. Come on. It's hard to understand. I know. Because I was, from 7 years of age, under the darkness and impairment. But now I got free. I begin to read, and I tell you, I get help from above. Really? That's a fact. I didn't just come to my senses just like that. Go on now. I'm telling you, when I'm telling you about disease, white people, the sodomites, them, they are the ones that are spreading the disease, not no El Nino. Anything you hear white people are name, don't buy it. Okay? Because they are using the character of the civilized people to call themselves civilized. Right? Where they get all these civilized things from, it's not over Europe. It's when they come to the Western world, they adapt it from us. Gosh. Scientists sound the alarm. Troubling resurgence, because they must say, you know, every season, El Nino come around, and that is a weather thing. Not Nagasa. It's them already grappling with surges. You see what I mean? So you're not going to blame them for anything. Because you think they are the children of God with all the church and all that kind of thing there. You think so them are Christian. Christianity is not a civilized thing. And it's hard for people to get that. But what I'm saying is true. Yeah. So it goes on to say, this past summer, NOAA announced the return of El Nino after a few years away, provided by the cool down tropical diseases. Yeah, you read what they do us with all kind of diseases, man. They destroy our government and destroy us, man, with their disease. And that's where we are here today. And which of us are you talking about it? No. We're talking about them and their government and look forward to anytime the police stop you out there and they do massacre you, you get a lawyer to help you or something like that. Instead, you know our law and use our law. No. And even though you qualify to read our law and know, you don't know if you find it, you don't know nothing. Because you've gone to our Sunday school and all kind of, and their college and university and stuff like that. None of us turn to our prehistory and education. None of us. We follow these sodomites. All right. So it goes on to say that tropical diseases that thrive in warm water have seen increased spreading this year. Yeah? They have everything to blame on not themselves. You see what I mean? And it's simple because we're not reading right and guiding ourselves. Because what are we doing, what are they doing among us? See where they are in Palestine, calling themselves Israel? Don't you know what happened between AD 64 and 70? Do you know what happened then? We don't know. But we on to hold in Bible with Isaiah 53, and who art believe or report, and to whom is the harm of the Lord revealed. So many millions of African people believe in Jesus Christ, not the Yeshua of old, but a Jesus Christ, when these sodomite homosexual just make up all these old bunch load of Christian foolishness, and we are diving in there. Okay? Now, I know what I'm saying is true. I know. And only if we will enter into the straight gate where the truth is guiding you, you would find out. But because you are believing all these things, we are subject to perishing. All right. So it goes on to say, the tropical disease that thrive in warm water. See, disease thrive in warm water. So you will never think that it's them. I use the disease from 100,000 years of the 100,000 years ago till today. They are using it because they are giving it into the medical field. The doctors will not give you a prescription of herbs to cure your sickness. No, they won't do it because they. This is all the manipulation to keep African people down and unable to take care of themselves. That's what they're doing, and it's just horrible. Just horrible. Okay, because they can use their tricks the way they do, and we don't have anything to use because we give up everything to them. You see what I mean? But I am saying if our eye open, we will find out. Because now I am here on talk. You think they like me on this radio here? And who knows? if anybody will hear anything I say, because they are doing everything to stop us from talking and become aware of them. They don't want that, because they call themselves civilized. And everywhere we are, they call it theirs. Okay? And it is their civilization, they are saying. It's not true. It's just not true, and it never will. But they know they can depend on us to not see and not critique and not rebel. No, we don't have that. We done, you see? And it means they have taken us so close now to extinction, because we're not resisting nothing. We are not calling out anything that they do. We're not like saying, no, you got to get out. We're not saying that, no. Because what are they, I mean, in Hamad, them back in the Palestine, see what they move in with all the firearm that they have, they stole it from us. That's right. When did they steal it? 509 BC. We're not reading that. They overthrow the king there and take, you know, the army and the kind of apparel that our army had. That's what they have right now, and build it up to where it's at here today. They take all the money away now, because Africa they are paying Africa a whole lot of money for them to do what they are doing today. Right? And we are not getting anything from Africa. Everything is the white people them that give themselves and turn themselves sodomite, homosexual, and taking over everything from us. We don't have no law to defend ourselves. They are doing it to us. And no need I sit here and talk the truth, because you are under everything that the sodomite they are creating to say it's church and it's worship to God and everything that resemble it may be something godly. We just suck it up. And that's not true. We don't want to learn the truth at all. All right. So it goes on to say, surges as the current El Nino weather regime persist. You see, you hear them talk about it? Lie! They're lying! What's happening? The World Health Organization, who announced the June that it was bracing for increased spread of viral disease like dengue, Zika, and chikungunya with El Nino's onset. You hear how much disease El Nino is bringing? Not them. You see what I mean? You what? And you see them with Trump there now, you think if they were anything like a civilized government, it wouldn't be running the way they say they are running government. And you see, they are on our turf, our jurisdiction, and we don't call out that they must come out. Because right now, it's a position them, they can expel us out of America anytime because of them have control. Because we have not taken control of ourselves and our law of kings. We are not doing that. They can do anything like all these rubbish they are writing here. Look and see if any African is going to come up that is up there in the media and can talk against this. They can't, they're not going to talk about it because they're afraid of their life. They got, these guys will kill them. So, well, I'm talking. And I'm talking things, not like they would broadcast it on talk, but I am talking. And I am saying things that people should pay attention to, but they don't think I know anything. No, I don't think I know anything. It goes on to say, do not believe the El Nino story. Now, that's what I'm saying. Don't believe the El Nino story. It's monkey's delusion of uncivilized Europe. I don't mean to say. But who wants to listen to that? Plunging civilization in spiral. Evil darkness. That's what they're doing. Plunging civilization in spiral. Evil darkness. See below. Listen to this. To let you know I'm telling you the truth. Counting the dead. This is what they do to us, you know. And you don't hear anybody talking about it. Everybody going to church. Hallelujah and all this kind of thing. This is, we're going to dead. We're going to die for want of knowledge, I tell you. Because nobody's seeking it. All right. Listen to what they do on one of the occasion, okay? Listen. Counting the dead, estimating the loss of life in the indigenous Holocaust, 1492, presents David Michael Smith, University of Houston, downtown. During the past century, researchers have learned a great deal about the nature and scope of what Russell Thornton has called the demographic collapse of the indigenous population in the Western Hemisphere after 1492. As David Stannard has explained, almost inconceivable number of deaths caused by the invasion and conquest of these lands by Europeans and their descendants constitute the worst human holocaust the world had ever witnessed. Scholars have long had reliable information on the size of the indigenous population in this hemisphere and this country at its nadir. Around the turn of the 20th century, they've been knowing. And in recent decades, investigators have developed a range of estimates of the native population in the Western Hemisphere before 1492. You think about that, my friends. And I tell you, may the good Lord help us and so help us, you know, and help us. Take good care, and episode.